also deposited some extra dirt on the road that the hardworking sweepers doing their chores had to sweep up and make sure that that was as clear as possible. But it's possible that there's still a little bit there that's kind of embedded in the gravel that might be affecting the buggies as well.
For sure.
Well, the challenge this morning, there was a persistent puddle right here at the apex of the chute that it had like 25 sweepers and some guys with blowguns all trying to dry. It didn't dry until 10 seconds before the first demo roll. It was pretty wet down here.
Both buggies out on the course. Both teams in yellow. Very similar shades of yellow.
I predict a yellow victory.
We're hoping that the pushers don't get themselves mixed up and go to the wrong buggy. We got yellow buggies here, too.
Didn't they have the wrong buggy at the line, like, during the women's?
DG came out of heat early. These are two of the best-looking buggies out there. I love both these paint jobs.
Well, they say be early or don't show up, but that's a little too early.
Another fun point about Goldfinch is that it's sporting a iteration of the sloped push bar that showed up in CIA's buggy Roadrunner.
Well, it's an amalgamation of
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ready, set.
Side, CIA B took third place. See if they have similar depth here on the men's side, but Spirit D giving them a run for their money, neck and neck on hill one. Spirit showing incredible depth of their push teams. Let's see, this is going to be real close. Another tight race as we go here into hill two. CIA B separating just a little bit here. And a big shove there. Spirit D shoving out deep as well. You got to think the new buggy going to roll a little bit faster there, but that was tight on the hill one.
Well, now it's all down to the wheels and the drivers. We'll see what happens. You know, it's the days where occasionally there'd be a flat tire coming off one of the pneumatic teams, and Spirit was the last of the pneumatic masters. Now they're all rolling these urethane things. We'll see what happens. But the lead car's coming up to the transition. We'll see some action
about
here.
55 seconds there, and CIA really separating themselves in the free roll.
That's an almost 1 minute stop time from Spirit D, though.
Yeah, that's quick. That's quick for both teams. All right. CIA taking the first flag, and very smooth entry, but late, and tucked it in. Yeah, so not ideal, but not terrible. Spear D, classic tight shift turn, no issues.
It's always difficult.
Another pusher destroyed on hill three.
It's always hard to time that pickup. You want to really meet the buggy where it's at so you don't lose time.
Spirit D nailed it. That Spirit D pusher knew exactly where to be because he picked it up about 3-4 windows up. He got what he got.
And you can see the CIA really separating themselves, just having the, you know, B team versus a D team there. A little bit faster buggy, a little bit faster pushers, but an excellent start from Spirit D, and I think still we'll get a really good time from them as far as a D team is concerned. But let us focus now on CIA B, again, wanting to get themselves a trophy for this B team. This B team is looking quite fast right here, just demonstrating some of their depth, looking like this will probably be the top time of a day. And a 2:13.196.
Yeah, that's quick.
Wow.
That's quick.
That is smoking. And let's see here what Spirit D is going to come across with. Also looking super fast right here as they're finishing up hill five. Again, this is a D team. Blasting through here. Let's see, just crossing over 2:30. A 2:33.24. Really nice job by them as well.
Very impressive. I feel like half the time our D teams are just the mechanics who feel like pushing. And so if they've got either really fast mechanics or a lot of pushers.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get with a D team, right? You certainly don't have the best pushers, but you never know what the buggy's going to do. And that one, they kind of knew. Like, the guy picked it up exactly. He knew where it was going to be. So I think that's a sign. You look at Spirit over the course of the last couple years, they have put in the effort. They put in all the push practices. And so, yeah, it was no mystery that he knew exactly where the buggy was going to be on those three.
We have that CIA B time officially has come in. It is 2 minutes, 13 seconds, and 14. And to put that into some perspective, as a reminder, the winner of men's last year, Pika, won with a 2:09.39. So almost only about 4 seconds between that CIA B and the winner of men's last year.
Yeah, CIA continuing to just show excellent depth on their team. A really good time there.
I feel like CIA is one of the best examples of what coming out of remote years like should look like. They had an excellent recruiting year right then, and you can see now how having so many experienced mechanics, pushers, good recruiters is really helping the team grow.
I absolutely cannot wait to see what time their 18 puts up. And I'm terrified.
Philosophically, you can look, maybe the waning of SDC has led to the booming of CIA, because you only have so much talent in any given year. And where is it? Which organization is in? Pushers clearly are a commodity that you need to maximize, and then you have the mechanics, the rolling stuff, the buggy designers. That takes a little longer to bloom, but CIA is certainly having great years compared to where they were, hanging by a thread. I think went out of existence and came back a couple times. So kudos to them. I raced them back in the 80s, and they were tough back then. There was a time when they weren't, and here they are, dominating almost. I'm not going to use the dominating word until they pulled a streak similar to what Pika or SDC did, but wow, they were strong.
That's well set up for a streak like that.
And that Spirit D time came in officially as well. It is 2:33.14.
It's a good time for them. The fastest D team by far today.
We have all of our D teams, right? It's only Spirit, Fringe, and Apex that are really D teams, I think. And so,
believe so, yeah. CIA will roll a D team as well.
We'll report back on our D team matchup when that happens. Currently we have Spirit D beating Fringe D, beating Apex D.
Yeah, we have the unofficial times up here, but should be pretty darn close. CIA B in first place, CIA C in second place, SAE A 221, Fringe A 222.37, Spirit D 233, Fringe D 253, Apex D 254, Signu A hit the brakes there in that really close race against Fringe A. We will expect to see them re-roll a bit later, if I had to conjecture.
Has there been any official word on that, or are we still conjecturing?
Not that I have heard, but we are in the speculation business, I think.
That's what we do. We speculate.
We speculate. We conject. I don't know what the
we sometimes demand more glue, and I'm not sure why, but you know, we do all those things.
Make some educated guesses.
All right, and we are getting close here to this next race. That is going to be SIGAP B, Fringe C. SIGAP B, a little bit of excitement, had a some sort of issue with something on the course, ended up spinning out, got a reroll on the women's side. So let's see what they're able to do here. The driver is Miyamoto. Hill 1 is Oleg Tarzinski. Hill 2, Tyler Schweitzer. Hill 3, Jack Parfit. Hill 4, David Hershey. Son and Andre Da Silva on Hill 5. And then we have Fringe Men's C. Seen a lot of Fringe early here. The driver is Kirsten Riaveros. Hill 1, Nick Firestone. Hill 2, Costas Bogazantis. Hill 3, Jacob Huck. Hill 4, Daniel Ng. And Hill 5, Alan Hung.
Do you think they put Nick Firestone with the brimstone on purpose?
Dr. Nick Firestone, I think.
There's some synergy there.
The doc.
This might be my favorite paint job this year. No offense to anyone else's paint jobs, but that's a good-looking buggy.
There's a lot of good paint jobs this year. I've been impressed.
It has been a banner year for paint jobs.
Although solid black has a place in my heart.
I think you're biased on that one.
A little. I'll admit that.
It's fun paint jobs because it helps when you're trying to tell your pushers which buggy they're going to push at rolls. You can say the red one, the blue one, you know? One and the other black one that's slightly wider is what Signu's working with right now. No shade to Signu.
There was a time when both Pike and Signu were all just black, 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 and we actually got confused, and I think wrong.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ready, set.
Fringe C, SIGAP, one of those teams always trying to make some noise and looking good so far, starting with Hill 1. Fair bit of separation.
Quick.
Yeah, big shoves, getting a lot of space. And this is SIGAP's B team. I'm excited to see who they got on their A squad. Really nice push from 1 to 2.
SIGEP has, you know, good buggies that have variable performance and amazing amount of push talent to pull from, so you never know what you're going to get out of them. They're the wild card.
Yeah, SIGEP far, far ahead there with the hill to shove. This could be a very nice competitive B team time. Of course, the ever important free roll and shoot coming up for SIGEP B, but nice to just see this buggy rolling, period, given the issues earlier on the women's side. Coming up to that stop sign at about a 56-second, looking to be about the fastest of the day.
Oh, little wiggle there, lining up with the flag.
All right, she's coming down, looking good so far, and I don't see another buggy in sight, so it's a dominating roll here. Taking the shoot flag, looks good. Good turn, solid. Yeah, she's getting through. Nice red wheels, no wiggle. Real fish twirling at the end there. She had a lot of wiggles here, right there by the little crosswalk. Second buggy coming in. Smooth, but not quick.
A good pickup there by SIGEP B. Hill 3 has been plaguing teams, but just about textbook right there. Only 4 or 5 shoves right here as he gets the transition 3-2-4. Fringe C picking up there. Hill 3 as well. SIGEP B the top time right now, 213.14. Can they get above that? Move on to the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, his pickup was interesting because he knew it kind of got ahead of him, so he swatted at it as it went by. He got a little extra bump there and then managed to catch up. And that's what you do when you get burned. That's the proper approach.
And Hill 5 moving very fast right here. Again, 2:13:14, the top time of the day. Looks like they'll be just a touch slower than that. But let's see what we're able to get right here from SIGEP B. Clock ticking here to 222.56. Nice showing from them. Fringe C coming across here, going over 2.5 minutes. Going a little bit further, 240 right now. Fringe C coming across, hands on the push bar, 245.25.
Nice.
So I'm down here. The shoot, there's probably a couple hundred people down here. A lot of dinosaurs from my era. I see Lou from CIA, old alumni from back in the Black Magic days. I see Mr. Spog. He's here. I've seen Mr.
Mark, you're old. I don't know who these people are.
They're old.
They're old. They're just geezers.
I am full-on geezer. I am full-on geezer. But
it's always great to see good race day crowds, people coming out, supporting their teams, their family, their friends, enjoying this nice, once again, sunny day.
Well, intermittently sunny, we'll call it.
Nice clouds going across. I do want to give some more little mechanic fun hints. So we saw Hydro Officio a little bit in the shoot, and we see that some buggies have 2 wheels in the front and 1 in the back, and we'll see that some buggies have 2 wheels in the back and 1 in the front. And so one of the things that teams have to make is which sort of situation they're going to have. 2 wheels in the front means slightly more likely to fishtail. 1 wheel in the front means slightly more likely to spin. So it's an interesting trade-off to make, and lots of teams like to stick with 1.
Yeah, that also impacts how the driver will actually steer the buggy as well, which is a consideration that teams look at when deciding what kinds of buggies to build.
Yeah, 2.5 is typically better for the push because you have a nice solid platform to push from, and with the leverage you get when you push a little askew on the push bar, 2 wheels in the back help you balance that, whereas 2 in front, you get a little more squirrely on the push, but generally less likely to spin. And you would say that over the history, trikes 2 and back are slightly quicker, and yet the quickest free roll we've recorded has been Fringe back in the 2010-ish era that had reverse strike 2 and front.
Yeah. Sure.
And it is interesting just seeing, though, with that little bit of wobble, sorry to interrupt there, SIGEP B's time comes in at a 222.53. That's 0.16 seconds behind Fringe A, about a second behind SAEA. So some of those little, issues like that right there really maybe taking them off of the top of the podium as we see some of these other top teams coming in when there's really not a lot of separation between a lot of these teams.
Yeah, well that roll was quick. quick, but it didn't have that like super high quickness that you would expect from like an A-team roll. So it's not surprising that they're sitting somewhere in the 220-ish era. And her little wiggles down here, I don't think really impactful with the overall time. I think overall, the amount of prep they put on that buggy was probably not what you're going to see from their A-team. They're going to be hauling when their A-team comes down.
I think it's one of the most challenging things for teams that are racing with some of the older buggies. You'll see a bit of a difference from teams who try to keep old buggies. We've got some buggies that were built in like 2000 now, which is older than me, actually. That's a little unfortunate. But you have to keep those buggies and maintain them, and stuff happens. They have crashes. They get cold. They get hot. And so Hydro's a quite old buggy, and so making that work and having it be a B team is excellent.
I will add a driver fun fact, which is that during those free rolls we see, it is incredibly, incredibly loud inside the buggy.
What?
It is so loud.
What? And right here, we're going to have CIA Men's D's, the final D team, coming up to roll here. They are an Equinox. The driver is Julia Liu. Hill 1 is Leo Nicolussi. Hill 2, Nathaniel Perez. Hill 3, Muhammad Ali Idris. Hill 4, Sam Rosenstrach. And Hill 5, Jesus Feliciano. And we have SDCB in Vice. SDC coming back this year on their revenge tour. The driver is Elizabeth McBride. Hill 1, Jaden Bridges. Hill 2, Daniel Lynn. Hill 3, Henry Rosenhagen. Hill 4, Santiago Gomez. And Hill 5, Elliot Escalante.
I see another yellow buggy. I'm maintaining yellow means fast this year.
I would suspect we'll end this race with this STC buggy
in first.
Or yellow could be cheap paint.
It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, there's a sale on paint, and so everyone just painted their buggies yellow
this year, specifically. I am interested to see, because CIAB and CIC are still our top times before a bunch of A-teams. So it'll be interesting to see if SDCB can outpace any of the CIAs.
It's going to be close. That's my guess. Yeah, this is we're all watching on the Jumbotron down here. Although this year, I will complain, the Jumbotron is not tilted in my favor. I cannot see it from my broadcast position. So I have a tiny little monitor that makes everybody ant-sized. But here, they're at the line, so they're peaking right now. Let's go.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ready, set.
CIAB at 213.14. Interestingly, on the women's side, CIAB about a second and a half faster than SDC's women's B team. See if they're able to overcome them there with a very fast Hill 1, about 17 seconds on that 1-2 transition.
That's quick.
And SDC looking to be the fastest time of the day so far. Really nice front hills from them, and beautiful, clean, smooth rolling right here.
Yeah, they're not kidding around this year. This is the revenge tour.
The CIAD not really in the frame here. Obviously, nice for them to have that depth, but this is SDC. B's race right here, about 52 seconds on the stop sign, maybe 3 seconds faster than most other teams we've seen.
Yeah, looking good, coming down solid. She was a little overzealous early, but she fixed it. Slide a little tiny slide right here towards post-apex, but she will be coming up Hill Street nicely. Let's watch. He's waiting. No. And CIAD through cleanly. Some bright yellow back wheels on that bad boy. That can't be their pusher. He was standing down here by me. Oh, poor guy. Yeah, he's going to run about a marathon.
Yeah. With a little bit of a sloppy transition right there, too, by SDCB and the 3 to the 4. Looked like there was a little miscommunication. Didn't get a final shove. So that may cost him a couple seconds there, just losing some of that momentum.
Yeah, so that debuggy was one Teneo shy of stopping on Hill 3 before the pusher cut up. He was literally standing south of the driveway. I don't understand. That is, again, characteristic of not having a lot, well, D-team and not having a lot of practice.
But SDCB here looking fast. Again, the time to beat right now at 14.14, what CIAB put up, coming really close to that finish line. Hand on, 214.92. So CIAB is going to hold on to that top spot right now.
Absolutely insane. I'm so excited for the rest of today, because remember that any of these teams, if it's their B team that's putting up these times, they have a faster team in the ready.
And that delta there, bad exchange and a little bit of a wiggle down the chute. Those two don't happen, you might have swapped those times.
Yeah, and interesting to see the rhymes of the men's and women's races so far, and both times CIA just a little bit faster on their B team than SDC, something we are not accustomed to seeing. Of course, there's potential for the A team, for SDC, to get their title back.
Yeah.
But it's going to be really interesting these next few races.
I think one thing that CIA has is they have a lot of experienced drivers. I know that their driver for their men's A team has been driving for many, many years and has been their A team before, whereas SDC is working with new drivers. And so sometimes that can play a little bit into the wiggles, into the speed, having that experience at high speeds.
Yeah, all those leading teams put in the effort this year. They've got 60-plus rolls-ish for every driver, which is commendable given how much bad weather there was.
Yeah, adding to that, I'll say that an SDC driver, Elizabeth, and a CIA driver, Amber, have tied for the most rolls total this year, coming in at almost 70 rolls each.
Now, to make that in context, the amount of rolls a driver has to get to qualify for race day is 15, if they're new.
So they have put in a lot of extra practice, probably experimenting with lines, with maybe different configurations of wheels or different styles of pushing or something. And so they've really put their time in at that 4 inches above the ground vantage point on the course to really get to know the course, figure out their line, and we've seen that pay out with CIA and SDC putting up these fantastic times this year.
Are you able to speak to driver lines? I've never really understood. As someone who's never driven, what is a driver line and how do they decide what they're going to do for it?
You look at the course. You want to go downhill as much as possible. You want to avoid potholes. And you want to not lose energy in the movements that you make when you steer. And so you put those qualities into a pot and stir it up, and you come out with the driver line that you attempt to make.
It's really interesting because I've seen a lot of different philosophies. I've seen teams who try to hug the curb as much as possible and teams that try to go in the middle of all the bike lanes.
Yeah, I was a curb hugger as a driver myself.
I always worry as someone who sweeps that I'm going to like leave sticks at the edge of the curb that someone...
There's definitely more debris. That's the downside of being closer to the curb. But there is also more of a slope, especially on that free roll. The road itself is not flat. It's sloped, it's tilted, and it's sloped downward. So there's a lot to contend with when you're on those small wheels, really trying to take advantage of every inch of the course that you can.
Interesting.
And as we're flying through these, going to go ahead and introduce these rosters just with these teams coming up shortly. Spirit B is going to be in Invicid. The driver is Melina Castillo. Hill 1 is Kobe Oland. Hill 2, Amari Boxill. Hill 3, Sam Tello. Hill 4, Zinachidi Achika. And Hill 5, Tyrese Jeffrey. And then in the other lane is going to be Apex C in Scorch. The driver is Isabella Serza. Hill 1 is Shaborn Leggett. Hill 2, Anthony Montoya. Hill 3, Eric Leanne. Hill 4, Jax Feinstein. And Hill 5, Brandon Bravo.
I mean, I'm not saying I have a favorite, but Scorch is one of my favorite buggies. I'm not biased at all, but...
Really?
No.
Really?
No, Scorch is actually, it's really interesting, going back to the trike thing, Scorch is Apex's second Ford trike, and probably the more successful one of the two, definitely the more successful one of the two. So it's fun to be a mechanic on a team that gets to switch things up and change things. Apex is one of the newer teams, and so we have a lot more freedom to try different things and new things, because we haven't tried them before.
Yeah, certainly a lot of experimenting over the last 4 years or so out of of Apex, building trikes and reverse trikes, figuring out how to do composites, and they'll get there. They'll get there.
CIA throughout the years has had primarily forward trike buggies, switched to primarily reverse trike buggies, and then switched back to forward trike. So it's always interesting to see teams experiment and innovate as the years go on.
Back in my day, CIA's experimenting, they had all their wheels enclosed on four-wheelers, which was remarkable. These things, they looked big, but they were quick. So they've CIA's always had a bit of the innovation going, dropping push bars, and now with this crazy push bar design that's definitely pusher-driven, right? That's not the aero solution, that's not the low-mass solution, that's the pusher solution that you're seeing on there.
And really on those 10-inch wheels sometimes as well.
But it's not as big as we used to roll.
Oh, water bottle down. Uh-oh.
Is that loss of mass?
It was on the person carrying out. I don't think it counts.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ready, set.
Spirit B looking to push maybe these other B teams. CIA B in first at 213. SKC B at 214. And coming off,
he's flying
with a really nice little one.
I keep forgetting it's Spirit with the yellow shirts.
Thinking it's CIA. And about as fast of a hill one and two as we've seen with Spirit. Maybe a little bit behind that CIA time. Getting over into the hill two shove. Visid rolling smoothly. This is the 7th out of 13 heats. Do we anticipate we'll have at least one reroll?
It's always exciting when you can see the other buggy.
Yeah. And a 56-second stop sign time, so a little bit behind what we're seeing out of some of these top squads.
And they just took the upper transition flag. They're rolling nice. I still don't see the other buggy. Wow. Really weird early tight turn, but help. Oh, man. She almost spun, but she made it through. A ton of time left on the table there. Apex coming through. Very clean. Not the velocity. Spirit Pusher adjusted himself once he saw that. He actually picked that up appropriately.
This may be
Apex
because Apex is
away.
Coming with a lot of momentum, and it looks like that hill three missing probably hurt them there, but they were coming in pretty quick into these back hills, but Spirit now reestablishing their lead.
I'm going to say that's the ugliest turn of the day that actually survived. Like, we haven't had a spin yet, but that was not pretty.
I think props to the driver for being able to save it.
Oh yeah, I'd give her all my money because clearly saving with her is her strong suit.
4-5 transition.
I had to dig deep for that. Well, come on, give me credit.
Credit? Does that involve savings? Banks? I don't know. 2 minutes 16 seconds here for Spirit B coming up towards that finish line. The 6th place time at 2:22, they're going to be just behind that at 2:23.675, so just behind Sig FD. Definitely that little wobble in the chute cost them there some valuable seconds. Apex C looking to put up a pretty nice team for a time for a C team. We'll see here. Coming across 2:44.273, a little bit faster than Fringes C. Way behind CIAC. CIAC currently sitting in third place, will remain in third place with the 219. So CIA really showing a ton of class here. But if you look at kind of right now, right, that third through sixth position right there at a 219, so you got B and 6 at a 222. Spirit's probably going to be about a 223. Just kind of that rough shoot turn there really cost them an opportunity to be a top 6 team and get a trophy.
Yeah, so a slower, more studied description. She turned a little too hard too early, but then she opened it back up, which probably a little too much, which left her right post apex drifting a little too wide, so she tightened it, and that's when she almost went around, but then she saved it. So there was a lot of adjustments going on, and that is not the smooth way. If you want to be quick, you can tell it's one nice smooth turn, gentle entry, gentle exit, and any adjustments, you've already lost time if you're making adjustments in the middle of that.
One of the things that's hard for race day is you're almost certainly going faster than you've ever gone before unless you've been on a different race day. And those mental calculations you take for when you do the shoe turn and how far you turn the handle are definitely not the same when you add a bit of speed. And so it's definitely a challenge as a driver to be able to adapt to that faster speed and manage the buggy.
For sure. We always start our drivers off with a slow, nice roll. We'll actually tie bags onto the push bars as parachutes to make sure they go slow. But sometimes I've seen drivers on their first roll take calculations as if they're going very fast and make a very sharp turn right away and then have to correct then. So it's definitely a learning process. I'm always impressed whenever I see a new driver getting really smooth turns the first time.
Yeah, there's nothing like your first race day speed. It is so fun and completely different than what you practiced, in my opinion.
And one of the teams I'm pretty excited for this year is SIGEP A. SIGEP A is going to be rolling here, so we're going to go ahead and throw to a hype video package for them, get them fired up as they go into this race.
Buggy is a 100-year tradition like no other.
Every weekend, rain or shine, SIGEP Racing is there at 5 a.m.
I dive headfirst into a 0.8-mile course at top speeds of 38 miles an hour in a carbon fiber vehicle built from scratch.
Anything and everything for the elusive Triple Crown.
SIGEP, one of the most fired up, pumped up teams here. They've never quite put it together, but so much potential, so much talent. The time for them to beat a 2:13:14. And this is going to be an interesting heat because they are going up against Pika B. So always a lot of bad blood between the different fraternities. See how that might motivate them to go up and over the hill. Begin to just introduce here some of the squads for Pika B. They are going to be, the driver is Kaylee Shelton. On hill one, it will be Raymond Welgosh. Hill two, Christian Lanuza. Hill three, Pasha Denega. Hill four, Will Ho. And hill five, Harrison Kuwach. And then SIGEP A. Will this be their year? We will see. They're driving in Kraken. Elizabeth Lee is the driver. Hill one, Matt Adunweta. Hill 2, Tejas Patel. Hill 3, Jason Shin. Hill 4, Jay Shaw. And Hill 5, Adam Thorns.
I'm very excited for this. I remember last year standing at the top of the hill and watching a SIGEP roll, and it was terrifying watching those Hill 1 and Hill 2 pushers charging up at me. So, excited to see what they can put up this year.
Yeah, as far as
they have a reasonably large house and usually a bunch of strong pushers, so yeah. And they're a wild card. You never know. They're going to roll great. They're going to have issues. But the pushers have been here going on 15
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ready, set.
Little bit of a stumble right there by SIGEP getting started. See how they recover from that.
You recovered already?
He's very fast, very strong. Taking notes on how to push a hill one. Even with that little bit of a wobble, he's still bringing a lot of speed. 17-second transition. Blasted it way out in front of the hill two. And they are coming to play today. 25-second. A little bit of a funky hill two shove, though.
A little late in the game, but he's still way out in front, so.
It's always hard to time shoves because the buggy's always going to be rolling faster when you're not touching it once it's downhill. but you also want to give it as big of a shove as late as possible.
Yeah, the worst thing is to miss your opportunity to give that final shove entirely, because Leggy gets away from you too fast.
If I can give old man Sagely advice, I would say mail early. Always mail early.
55-second stop sign time, so that looking to put them kind of in that log jam of everyone within the standings. It'll really come down to the shoot turn in the back hills.
Two buggies in the same frame, which has been rare for today.
That was a different flagger strategy as well. That flagger went out pretty far into the
I think that's a different flagging location than everyone
so
else.
Sig up through Green Lane. Pika had a beautiful line for Pika. We'll probably catch him here on L3, because that was very efficient turning.
Yeah, let's see. Pika coming in with a lot of momentum here. Sig Epp picking up a few buggy lengths ahead. Going to come down to the pushers, seeing if the separation of the A-team quality versus the B-team is going to allow Sig Epp to stay in front. Almost a Superman flying, shoving that buggy. Sig Epp, you can tell, they want this bad. They want to take that top spot. A 2:13.14 is the time to beat. Here they have the Hill 4. You see the whole house coming up towards the finish line here. As we get to that 4-5 transition, big, powerful shove. Pika a bit behind as we cross over 2 minutes here again. 2:13.14.
It's
going to
be close.
To beat. This is going to be very close as this Hill 5 coming towards the finish line. You hear the roars coming from the brothers. We go over 2:13. Hand on the push bar, 2:14.783. And that is unofficial right now, looking to be maybe half a second faster than SDCB. Moving them into second, but CIAB will hold on to first. Very nice time by Pika B as well, a 2:24.
And if you think, wow, these times aren't as quick as they were years ago, well, the road is good 4 to 6 seconds slower, just the free roll, because white stripes and cracks, and there's a ton. If only you could get Mr. Whatever his name was, the Pike alumni that used to pave the roads every 15 minutes, we need him back. Unretire, sir. Come back. Save the buggy course.
So looking for that official time from Sig Epp, but it looks like they probably will have jumped up into the second place slot and a solid chance at coming out of today with a trophy, but a lot of A teams still to come. Five more heats still to go here in this men's race, and things are going to get really interesting.
That time came in, and it is incredible. It is like, I cannot do this math, but something like 10 milliseconds exactly. Faster than SDCB.
Now, I will say it's really exciting to see so many people coming out to catch the buggy and walk with the buggy down to drops. It's one of the best times to be just a normal person on the team, getting to be in that crowd.
And getting some replays here. Nice job by Pika B. Their time comes in 2:24.87, so that puts them in ninth place right now. And kind of just an interesting statement on where Pike is right now, that their B team is not, you know, really even sniffing top 10, given all the other teams we'll see here, and maybe some issues they are having with depth. But nice showing by Sig Epp. It seemed like everybody in the house was pretty happy with that finish there. Again, something where they're probably going to have to try and hold on for a top 6 spot. But right now they're in second, about a second and a half behind CIAB. And hear a big cheer there. I imagine that means they passed drops.
Yeah, so talking about shoot turns, the Sig Epp turn was nice, but the Pika turn might have been the turn of the day so far. It was beautiful. Like, remarkable. Alumni have shouted up to me from the bottom, like, hey, look, that Pika turn was great. Yes, yeah. It hurts me to say that, but yeah.
It's really awesome because I think both the Pika drivers this year are also new. So, exciting to see. Raptor definitely, I've heard Raptor is one of the comfiest buggies on the course from Pika's former head driver. She said she took a full-on nap in it. So, excellent to see such a comfy buggy making so many fast and cool driving decisions.
It's the memory foam mattress that they have in there that really makes it comfortable.
There's a lot of new drivers on the course this year driving on this race day.
Yep, and right now we have Apex A coming out, always one of the people's favorite teams, so let's go ahead and check out their hype video. Yeah. So
Fire by BTS.
Nice.
Plus re-rolls and then some exhibition stuff. Eight.
Yeah. Hey, what song are you asking to?
September, Earth, Wind & Fire.
Nice.
Burning up by the Jonas Brothers.
Nice.
Set the world on fire.
Awesome. Always great to see the team's personalities. Apex A going to be rolling here. They are in Firefly.
Cool.
Always awesome to see the team's personalities here. Apex A going to be rolling the driver. Brooklyn Mao there in Firefly. Hill 1 is Joshua Malley. Hill 2, Jude Marco Bowie. Hill 3, Robert Purs. Hill 4, Mark Dunend. And Hill 5, Wesley Kane. And they're going up against DG. This is going to be a very interesting race, I think. Enos Markway in the driver. Hill 1, Mark Martinez. Hill 2, Billy Buchavales. Hill 3, Asdeen Zach. Hill 4, Nolan Hughes. And Hill 5, Kai Yamamoto. And they're off here, and DG's one of these teams that, you know, have a really good push team. Maybe a bit slower of a buggy, but they're giving Apex A a run for their money up over Hill 1.
Yeah, DG's one of those newer teams, so they're using a runner buggy from Old Fringe. One of those buggies that's older than me.
That buggy is much improved in this Fringe case. If you look at it, they're designed completely redone front end, and they're rolling. They have some very old times.
Ooh, similar push off.
Yeah, well, this is going to be interesting, though, right? Because we do talk about it. It's probably a bit slower than Apex's A buggy, but DG is up ahead here, so opportunity for a shoot. We do know the reroll was approved for Signu, so we will be seeing that later. DG maintaining some good speed, but Apex coming up, gaining a little bit on them. This is going to be very interesting as we get to the shoot.
We on Apex like to joke that Firefly runs on spite, so anytime it feels like it might be beat, it goes extra fast. Apex Firefly or Apex 15? Firefly was a 2017 build. It's one of our older buggies, and it's always impressive. You can see Brooklyn trying to figure out if she can make it past it. Sometimes if you get hit in the back, you might not notice. You just think you fishtailed a little bit.
That was some great timing right there by both to maintain things. Apex A has taken the lead because of that. We'll see what may be granted in terms of a reroll right here. DG now a bit behind. This is going to come down to these back hill pushers, but a good bit of excitement there. Hate to see them bump, but great to see the drivers just maintain, be able to keep going. And now Apex A opening up a bit of a lead here, transitioning 4-5.
The transition works out, though.
Yeah, unlike NASCAR, where rubbing is racing, generally speaking, the rules say the passing buggy is obliged to not make contact. So we'll see how that rolls out, how that works out.
And a nice time looking here for Apex A, coming up at the clock, 2:23. And then DGA just a few seconds behind, looking at that, probably about a 227. So that becomes an interesting thing in terms of rerolls and what's the protocol there, right? Because it would be on Apex to not make contact, so they made contact, but...
It's also very difficult. Both the drivers will go through a course walk together where they both walk their lines and try to discuss how that's going to go. But when a driver's trying to make a pass and they go outside of their lines, that can make it extra hard. It definitely looks like Insight did a shoot turn into Firefly, but Firefly was the one that had vision. So it'll be interesting to see. The judges are probably going to have to review tapes, and we'll let you know as soon as we do.
Yeah, after the stop sign, you could see that Apex driver wasn't taking the typical line and had already adjusted, looking ahead to that other buggy and trying to figure out what to do in that moment as you can feel yourself gaining.
And they both end up having to basically share the same space because you drive to the shoe flag, and that's what marks your turn. And it's an unsighted turn. Why do we have flags down there? Because the curvature of the crown of the road, you really can't see to your right. All you see is pavement. So we have shoe flags, and of course they're going to drive to their shoe flag. And it happened to be the exact same moment, and thus the contact.
It's really hard because, as we talked about, drivers are encouraged to brake if they think there's going to be a dangerous situation. But at the same time, people want to try to get the race, and the pushers are all hyped up and ready to go.
Yeah, your organization is peaking for your A-roll, so you don't want to brake unless you really have to. I mean, it's a tough decision, right?
I think last year, Apex had to do a re-roll for their A-team, and it was a little weird, not gonna lie, organizationally.
It's never good.
Yeah. So... things really breezing through. It's going to be interesting to see all the ramifications and how everything plays out with that. Just four more heats left on the men's side, barring rerolls. Up here is going to be Spirit A. So let's see a little bit more about them.
What it means to belong to the organization.
Spirit last year, second place finish. Obviously some wackiness with DQs and all of that, but they put up a 211 rather, so that would be good enough for the top time here. So a good opportunity for Spirit to assert themselves, get on the podium. And as crazy as things have been, who knows really, you know, with kind of the presumptive top teams, Pika, CIA, and SDC still to come, but Spirit an opportunity to kind of make a name for themselves, make an impact here.
For sure. Spirit's one of those orgs that's really, really big because they do more than just buggy. It's interesting which orgs choose to just kind of focus on buggy, but Spirit does a lot of different things. And so that sort of breadth of the org might help them in finding the good, strong pushers. Insight go through drops. They do not only the drop and break, they also do a break and release to make sure the breaks are repeatable. And so then after drops, you'll see the safety chair in green right there. They'll take the buggy back to the truck or tent, and then they'll do a spot safety check with the drivers. So drivers are required to have harness, helmet, glasses, mouth guard, and gloves, all regulated by safety. And there's a requirement for the harness to be able to pass a pull test, which means that the driver will not slide forwards if the buggy hits something.
And the lava lamp is optional, right? So
lava lamp is optional.
Okay, good. I figured that.
One of the things that's challenging as a driver doing the drop test is you're often on wheels that are your team's best wheels, and they are expensive, and you want them to be able to be reused year after year. And if you brake too hard, you can end up damaging those wheels a little bit. So it's a fine balance between braking before the end so you don't get a DQ, but also braking a little bit slowly if you can.
All right, and we got the team. James coming up to the line. Signu B, Alyssa Zhu, the driver. Hill 1, Mauricio Severda. Hill 2, Viraj Shah. Hill 3, Michael Bonner. Hill 4, Vladimir Yunda. And Hill 5, Joe McLaughlin. And then Spirit A in Seraph. Driver, Natalie Sarabosing. Hill 1, Kwame Asare. Hill 2, Ethan Miandrosa. Hill 3, Ebi India Mawai. Hill 4, Spencer Matonis. And Hill 5, Colby Sisko.
I love Seraph's paint job this year. Gives me Lava Lamp vibes.
And their Spirit paint job this year are my favorite Spirit.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ready, set!
And here we are, they are off Spirit, zooming here on Hill 1, very fast, excellent pusher quality. And Signu B, not horribly far behind. Big shove right there from 1 to 2. Loss of momentum a bit there by Signu B. Spirit really separating themselves as they push off deep into the free roll.
Well, in Signu's defense, you know, it's still hung hill. It's tiring. Sometimes a nap is required.
I will say that for those of you who are down at the shoot, if you want to take a trip up here to Hill 2 and 1, I'd highly recommend it. I think looking at the screen doesn't capture just how fast these people are moving up the hill. It's absolutely insane.
I'd say the wind has gotten stronger down here, so it's definitely a little bit of a headwind. We'll see what happens. Okay, they're there. Come and say, wow. Spirit, it looks like they got some good speed on there. Definitely motor and, you know, it's basic. It all in this room. Oh, there they are. There's Craig coming up.
Right on target with those flags.
Spirit, early turn, smooth. Oh, definitely. That's a little wide, but nice. And then Craig, more traditional, tighter turn. Craig. Yeah, that's a mall.
Oh, and another
crushed on hill 3.
To the team's defense, if I were someone picking up in Hill 3 and not really sure where the buggy's going to show up because of a few rolls during the spring, I'd stand extra low just in case.
Yeah, better than the opposite for sure. And definitely don't just grab the push bar on the way by. That's the worst answer, right? So.
3-4 transition. Definitely looked like Spirit lost a little bit of speed there. Not necessarily on pace with the top time here, but let's see there. Hill 4 is a monster. See transitions it off over to Hill 5. The top time of the day at 2:13.14. That's what they're trying to beat to move up on top of the leaderboard here. Getting very close to that finish line to go over 2 minutes 13 seconds. Getting a little bit behind the buggy. We're coming across at a 2:20.124.
Signu, 5 closing the gap.
Signu coming in here, getting in at a 2:35.038.
That might be the slowest B team, depending. But that doesn't mean anything.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was the slowest B team.
I wouldn't be. Surprise. Anyways, interesting there, Spirit. I thought they would have been a little bit faster than that.
Sometimes it just happens. I will say that one of the biggest challenges in orchestrating push teams is understanding which pushers go with which hills, because Hill 1 is long and very steep, and I've pushed it, and it sucks. Hill 2, timing the push-off is really hard, and you can only practice it on, like, the full rolls practices, which don't happen as often as push practices.
Wait, you didn't build a Hill 2 simulator?
I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to do that. Hill 3, again, it's hard to practice. Timing the pickup's really hard. Hill 4, another long one. And Hill 5 is pretty flat, so you need someone who can run really, really fast and catch up to the buggy if it starts getting away from them.
And make sure that they hold that push bar at the very
end. It's not clear where Spirit left that time, because the shoot turn was fine. It was not traditional, but it was definitely smooth. So I didn't see anything down here that would have cost them even a second.
Sometimes it really just does come down to push timing.
And currently we have CIAB still at the top of the leaderboard, even with about 5 A-teams posting times. So it looks like CIA is definitely having a good year, and I'm excited to see what happens when the A-team and STC's A-team comes out.
Cool. And something really cool we got coming up after this. Let's go ahead and actually just look at these shoot turns there, because you see Spirit right there got a little bit cooked, and that's probably an area where they lost some time, also maybe a little bit in the shoot. But in just a moment when we get done with these replays, going to watch a really cool package on this RTK technology that's real-time. Kenya, it's above my pay grade. But it's some really cool stuff that's coming out of the BAA endowment, allowing for really advanced data and tracking of these races and the buggies. I think it's going to be pretty interesting to take a look at.
Well, it's a GPS that gets you within like 10 centimeters of reality versus like 10 meters, which is normal GPS. So it requires a second reference signal, and it works really well.
There you go. So here we are, able to...
The future is now, honestly. This is actually really awesome. I know the people who've been working on this, and it's really, really cool to get to see from above what your drivers do, because truthfully, the best you can do is taking videos from the follow car or GPS video, or what are they called? GoPro videos from the buggy, but those are all like in line with the buggy, and so seeing what lines your driver takes over time, understanding how fast they were going at each of those, it's going to be really interesting to see how this adjusts team's way of tracking their buggies.
Yeah, and that all is coming out of the BAA endowment, so you know, the Buggy Alumni Association does a lot of great stuff, but you know, always trying to find ways to give back to the sport and honor its history. And you know, you can't really mention buggy history without mentioning Pika, one of the greatest teams in their history. They're going to be rolling here. Let's go ahead and watch their hype video. And a classic matchup of buggy, of course, Spirit and Pika. We're going to have Spirit C in Zook. The driver is Nans Zong. Hill 1, Nana Amankawa. Hill 2, Edward Lay. Hill 3, Kenichukwu Echizoa. Hill 4, Ekemini Jones. And Hill 5, Jason Easterling. And
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ready, set,
Pika A is the reigning champions from last year of these races, so they're the team to beat.
And they're looking very good. What a hill one shove.
Holy cow,
that is the furthest shove I have ever seen.
That is quite the strategy.
Beast, absolute beast there on hill one.
That must have been practice. That's the sort of thing that you have to rehearse really, really well to know exactly where you can shove off.
I was like, where's hill two? But no, that guy just shoved that like 35 feet in one push. Absolute monster on hill one.
And going back to that velocity, the buggy's faster when you're not touching it, because you're not going to be faster than a rolling vehicle. You can see that speed.
Yeah, and this is an interesting year for Pike, too. They won last year. It was, you know, partially due to a disqualification, so they want to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt they are the best team out here on this race day. Fastest stop sign time we've seen. They're looking good going into the shoot.
They're flying. They're coming down here quick. Black is beautiful. Black is definitely quicker than yellow right now. Nice entry. Oh, smooth. Oh. One little tightness on the apex, but nice tight turn. Nice. Get that Spirit coming through a little wider, but and clearly not as quick.
Oh, good pickup though.
Nailed that pickup.
I'm really getting the sense that Pike has rehearsed this with this exact push team to play it out every single one of this race.
They don't goof around. They really don't.
No, this is coming in really fast. You see that transition, probably the best 3-4 transition we've seen so far today. Will that pay off with the top time we have seen today? The CIAB currently in first place, 213.14. Last year, Pike rolled a 209.39. Let's see if they can top that here. Their 05 is going fast.
That would open ahead their streak on most of their successes. Absolute machine perfect.
Well, let's see. This is looking like some great execution as well. Coming up on that finish line, 209.894. 209.894. Really nice race for Pike. That's going to move them up into that top slot. Spirit C looking really good as well. Crossing just over 220. We get to 225.044.
That's really close to their B team time, too.
On behalf of Pike, I'm going to say boom. Just boom.
Putting aside that rivalry.
That was nice. That was beautiful.
That was almost like the exact time last year, so I'm really excited to see what the official time comes up as.
It brings a tear to my Sigma Nu eye to say that, but yeah, nicely done, guys. Nicely done.
Honestly, there are no words. Going to be very excited to see if they can pass drops. Fingers crossed. No DQs. All right, the Pika A time is 209.86, which is about 50 milliseconds slower than their time, winning time last year, which was 209.39. So that is incredible that they put up such solid times 2 years in a row, half a second apart from each other.
And we talked about how much slower the course has gone, right? What? The record's what, down 202 and change?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because also last year we had one of the hottest years that I've seen, and when the roads get warm, the buggies get faster. I was going to bring that up, but as we get later in the day, teams tend to have a tiny bit of advantage if the sun is out and keeping those roads warm and making your pushers' muscles warm.
Yeah, but a warm course will not compensate for all this white stripage and cracks, and that's really what's really happening. It could be hot and it would still be slower because the rolling resistance of a crack or a crater or a piece of this white paint tape is insanely high relative to asphalt.
Hey, if it was legal to go out there with a power sander and make the entire course smooth, I would.
We got close to that back in the 80s.
So a really nice job by Pike. They moved to the top of the leaderboard at 209.86, about 3.5 seconds faster than CIAB, 213.14. Third place, SIGAP A, 214.73. SDC B, 214.84. CIAC, 219.18. Spirit A, 220.05. SAEA, 221. Fringe A, 222. SIGAP B, 222. APUS A, 222. Really tight on that leaderboard.
And we have exactly two more A teams, so only two chances for Pika to lose that spot.
Do we have anyone timing Hill 1s? And who's the king of the Hill 1s so far? Do we know?
I am not positive on that number. I'm pretty sure Pike looked to be that. That being said, they may be topped right here by CIAA. Already won on the women's side, looking to win on the men's side. So let's go ahead and roll a package on them.
I'm
out for revenge this year after their DQ, but they'll be going up in this heat against Fringe B. The driver is Irini Barkova. Hill 1 is Konstantin Westrink. Hill 2, Jing Lin. Hill 3, Jaden Singh. Hill 4, Tanay Venkata. And Hill 5, Elaine Saul Dalma. And CIA looking to get a definitive win this year. They already did it on the women's side. Can they do it in the men's? They're in Kingfisher. The driver, Audrey Young. Hill 1, Renal Verdice. Hill 2, Shirzoy Jan. Hill 3, Jeffrey Zhang. Hill 4, Sebastian Peralta. And Hill 5, Daniel Emerson.
Very excited to see how this goes. I recall, aside from the DQ last year, CIA did have the fastest time around the course, and they just nearly missed out on the women's, which they also called out in the field. So it looks like they're really, really angry about last year, just missing out on the title, and are ready to try to claim it this year.
I just got a 16-1 time for the Pika A men's on Hill 1, which is might not be quick. It was quick.
Also, shout out, this is Fringe's new build this year, Blackbird. Fringe starts all their buggy names with a B. So, I'm a personal fan of this one's paint job as well.
It looks gorgeous.
T-shirt. Cool. And we are going to see this the second to last heat here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. CIA, we saw they were able to deliver on the women's side. Can they do it on the men's? This is as focused and fired up as I've ever seen them.
The army of yellow hoodies.
And yet still SDC looms in the final heat after this, pending some rerolls. If you aren't excited with this, I don't know, you don't have a pulse or something. Pika holding on up top, 209.86, the time to beat.
There you go. They're getting ready to set the buggy down and run.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ready, set.
Go CIA looking for the men's crown that they did not get last year. Coming up with some speed here on Hill 1, about 17 seconds to time to beat for King of the Hill. And they're going to be pushing it right here and shoved off right in that neighborhood. Fringe B really putting up a nice Hill 1 time there, but CIA's Hill 2 pusher getting some good preparation. A deep push there as they go into the free roll.
And this driver is a very experienced driver. I'm excited to see what lines she takes.
Driving really smoothly, pretty tight there in towards the curb. Buggy looking absolutely gorgeous out there as we approach the stop sign. It's a 53-second, maybe a shade behind where Pika was at right there as they come into the chute.
Looking quick. Yeah, pretty nice. Still don't see the second buggy. First buggy coming down nicely. Taking the transition to the chute flag. Nice smooth turn and very nice solid. That's a beautiful chute turn right there. Rolling out with some speed. Fringe B coming through a little wider, but yeah. Lost a lot of juice down here for the Fringe B. Not sure what happened, but
yeah, coming
slow.
Through pretty slow there. Almost got smoked, but a good job by CIA's
catching up,
and they are looking very fast on these back hills here as Sebastian Peralta here rolling on Hill 4. Again, the time to beat Pika, last year's reigning champs in first place, 209.86. CIA shoving that 4-5 transition. They are zooming out here. This is looking like it's going to be a very fast one. Again, needing to get under that 209 time. CIA Daniel Emerson coming in here towards the finish line, and this is looking like it's going to be a very fast time as he approaches the finish line. Hand on the push bar, 207.592.
Wow. Here all the CIA people cheering, all the crowd clapping. Very impressive time.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Of the day, no doubt. Fringe B coming in here. Looking like they'll just be a hair over 2.5 minutes. CIA seems quite happy with that time. 233.53 there. And so the bar is set for SDC.
Bum, bum, bum.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun.
The last time SDC won a men's race, it was at 2022. A 208.74 was the time.
So they got to get faster in order to catch up to CIA. And CIA's official time is 207.53. Congratulations to CIA on a fantastic time. Currently top of the leaderboard, although we have, I think, one heat left.
Yeah, SDC is coming up, and then we will have probably a couple of rerolls, although those will probably not be sub-210 times. Still, you know, important to have and all that. So SDC will be coming up here. CIA, excellent, excellent job there. I believe that's a men's record for them. I previously was 207.88.
Oh, very close. Honestly, I'm just really happy for them. They came out to win, and it looks like they're trying really hard to do so. Won't know for sure until the next team, but...
Yeah. Also, do want to say it's WRCT's 75th anniversary, so shout out WRCT Pittsburgh. They're having an anniversary gathering happening in Tartan Pavilion right about now, so if you do want to pull away from this, hopefully they do.